Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 4th of September. A US Federal Reserve decision that is based on economic fundamentals has to address three questions, with perhaps one supplementary point. How much is the US economy slowing? How high is inflation going? How persistent is that inflation likely to be? And then it has to consider whether interest rate changes will make a difference to the answers to those questions. Yesterday offered some answers to those questions, and the results point to a central bank that will be easing interest rates, though perhaps with limited consequences. The US job openings data pointed to a weaker labor market, although still focused on a lack of hiring. Smaller firms, which tend to have less flexibility in managing their supply chains, saw a notable decline in job vacancies. The numbers have to be treated with a great deal of caution because of the data quality, however. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book provided comprehensive anecdotal evidence for August. This is also potentially subject to bias. The climate of polarized politics means that anecdotes cannot be assumed to be objective views free from passion. Nonetheless, there was a shift in tone. Uncertainty was a recurring theme mentioned 47 times in the report, with the summary section choosing to highlight that 7 of the 12 districts specifically cited uncertainty as something that was causing firms to be hesitant to hire workers. The labour market section of the Beige Book was definitely weak. On the inflation front, the summary section highlighted specifically, quote, nearly all districts reported tariff-related price increases, and that these were, quote, specifically impactful on the price of inputs. Higher input prices implies that consumer inflation will continue to increase in the coming months, but may not endure. There was little clarity on the inflation endurance point, although some references were made to firms taking an opportunity to increase profit margins under cover of the economic narrative, profit-led inflation. The UK heard from central bankers yesterday, with the Bank of England Governor Bailey dampening expectations for a November rate easing. This is not surprising, for although inflation is set to come down in the coming quarters in the UK, it's still higher in the UK than in European economies. It's also worth observing that the impact of short-term interest rates on government borrowing costs is less significant in the UK than in other industrialised economies, and the impact of inflation, or at least a distorted proxy for inflation, is more significant because of the index-linked gilt market. This stance is not perhaps a surprise to markets, and the UK government bond market generally continues to outperform its European peers. On the data calendar, there are trade numbers from the United States which have a great deal of noise and therefore offer limited insights as to economic trend. The labour productivity and unit labour cost data for the second quarter is more of a mathematical adjustment to earlier numbers than a definitive viewpoint as such. Today's initial and continuing jobless claims data has no relevance for tomorrow's release of the US August employment report, but it does have relevance for investors closely monitoring the direction of the labour market overall. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.